KFI AM 640. Conway Show. Oh, yeah. I guess skateboarding and surfing are now in the Olympics. You can skateboard and surf and get yourself a gold medal. Enjoy yourselves. All right. Well, I think they're trying to get a younger audience, obviously, to watch the Olympics. And they do it with skateboarding and surfing.
Tokyo debuted two of several brand new Olympic sports over the weekend. The first ever surfing competition got underway at a beach about 25 miles outside the city. And the very first Olympic medals were handed out for skateboarding.
Wow.
Jamie Yukas is in Tokyo and spoke with one Olympic.
Is it Jamie Mucus or Jamie Yukas?
Jamie Yukas is in
Jamie Yukas. All right. Oh, it's better than Jamie Mucus.
Jamie Yukas is in Tokyo and spoke with one Olympian from Team USA about how these sports are changing the games. Hello again,
yeah,
Jamie.
They're changing the games. Everyone's can't wait to get to see the surfing and the skateboarding.
How many events do you think there are in these Summer Olympics now?
Oh, do you have the number?
I do.
Oh, okay. That's a great dude. Let's do a whip around, all right? All right, Crozier's going to operate this whip around. I think he knows all the rules, right? Here it is.
So how many events are in the Summer Olympics this year? Let's go. Let's start with Juwan.
Juwan!
Okay, I'm going to go 60.
60. Oh, no!
All right. I feel bad.
Angel.
120.
120. No!
No.
Russie D.
I'm going to go 25.
25 events in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Tim!
Is this your first Olympics, Russ?
Yeah, you know.
All right. I would say 85.
85. No! I believe the closest was Angel.
What?
There are 339 events in these Olympics.
That's so great.
Yeah. Five are new.
Wow.
Five are new sports entirely. Baseball, softball, skateboarding, surfing, sport climbing, and karate. While some other ones, like basketball, apparently have the inclusion of new events within the basketball thing.
Wait, so gymnastics is an event, but it's also men's gymnastics, women's gymnastics.
Right.
Then it's dance, it's pole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything that gets an award ceremony.
I see, okay.
339 award ceremonies will take place.
Wow. Man, that's a lot of gold.
There's only 33 sports.
Oh, okay. All right.
So within each sport, there's on average 10 frigging events.
That's crazy. It really is.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, skateboarding and surfing, right?
About how these sports are changing the games. Hello again, Jamie.
Hey, Anthony. Hasn't it been fun to watch?
Let's see what his reaction is.
Hey, Anthony. Hasn't it been fun to watch? You know, it wasn't that long ago.
No reaction.
Hey, Anthony, hasn't it been fun to watch?
No.
You know, it wasn't that long ago that skateboarders were stereotyped as troublemakers and surfers as slackers. Now, for the first time in history, they're both being called Olympians, along with other new events like climbing and karate. It's all part of a shift in the games toward youth culture. And that could mean a whole new generation of fans for future Olympic competitions.
In Southern California.
Or it could mean turning off the current fans and burying the idea permanently.
Right.
There's that possibility as well.
In Southern California, skate parks are as common as Starbucks, seemingly one on every block. But this one.
Wait, where does this woman live?
In Southern California.
All right, Southern California.
Skate parks are as common as Starbucks.
Not true.
Seemingly one on every block.
There's a skate park on every block in L.A.? Get out of here.
But this one is
different. There are two within 1 mile of me.
Okay. But there are, in the other direction, there might be 10,000 miles and zero. Right?
That's right.
Right, right. So there may not be one on every single block. There are two within a mile of you?
Yeah. Probably a mile and a half. Two within a mile and a half of me.
Do you go? Do you skate?
I sometimes take my roller skates and go over to the, because they have like a hockey field, I guess.
Oh, I see.
Or
okay.
A rink there. So I'll just go skate there because it's smooth.
Right. Okay. I get it. All right. Good for you. You get out there, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to live forever.
But this one is different because now it's training ground for an Olympian.
You're going to the Olympics?
Yes.
As a skateboarder?
Yeah.
How does that feel?
It's crazy.
Skateboarding, once a counterculture pastime born out of rebellion, is now taking center stage at the world's biggest sporting event with competitors like Jordan Barrett.
Is that the flying tomato, Jordan Barrett?
Joining the Olympic legacy.
Do you feel like an elite athlete?
No, I don't. I mean, like, I look at other elite athletes, and I'm not going to say that I'm not driven, but it's a different program than what skateboarding is. Skateboarding is just unique in its own self.
That's right, yeah. To be the skateboard, you don't need to train like you're a swimmer. I totally get that.
A lot of people wouldn't.
I love that, at least that skateboarder got it. Like, do you feel like an Olympian? I get on my skateboard and I go up and down these little crazy hills. The other guys lift weights. They have to watch what they eat for about 19 years, and they get about 8 seconds in the pool. So it's a little different.
I play in an empty pool.
Right. A little different.
Come on.
A little different.
A lot of people wouldn't call it a sport.
That's right.
A lot of people wouldn't call it a sport. I don't even know what people call it. Like, it's a lifestyle. It's a
That's right.
way to express yourself.
Yep.
So to showcase that to the world is super exciting.
I was that a young lady or young man? I don't know who that was. But whoever it was, that person was raised properly. Don't brag about yourself. Don't toot your own horn, as my grandmother would say, right? And just, you know, when somebody says, hey, do you feel like a great athlete? Like, I'm just on a skateboard.
Barrett thinks her biggest competition will come from the Japanese team. But she's also wondering how Olympic commentators and viewers will adapt to the new sport.
Here's another thing that people are going to have to get used to is the names of tricks. It's like saying them, it just like sounds ridiculous. An eggplant is a variation of a hand plant. A stale fish is a type of grab.
Wait a minute.
An eggplant is a variation of a hand plant.
Okay, an eggplant is close to a ham plant, hand plant.
A stale fish is a type of grab.
A stale fish.
A stale fish is a type of grab.
Stale fish or stale fish?
Stale fish.
A stale fish is a type of grab.
A stale fish is a grab. All right. And what are you grabbing? All right.
Lip slides, disaster.
So we're going to hear judges go, she just did the stale fish.
Yeah.
Did the stale fish into a lip slide.
Stale fish.
Yeah.
I think there'll be a lot of people Googling.
Yeah, I know. I hope there's like some sort of skate dictionary or something.
To bring in new fans and to appeal to the younger generation is very, very important to the
Olympics. This is the guy to do it, right?
Fans and to appeal to the younger generation is very, very important to the Olympics. These are X Games gold medals.
Ron Semio created the X Games back in 19...
Oh, I know that dude is, right? Ron Semio, right?
Ron Semio created the X Games back in 1995. 3 years later, the International Olympic Committee added snowboarding. But it took 20 more years to bring X Games-style sports to the Summer Games.
Why did it take 2 decades to get some of these sports in the Summer Games?
You know, skateboarders are very, very protective of their culture and of their sport. And they wanted the presentation of it to be right. I think it took
You're going to love how you feel. You're going to love how you skate.
You're going to love
the presentation. The presentation of it to be right. I think it took a while.
What's that saying? You're gonna love the way you look.
Men's Warehouse.
Yeah. What's that saying though? You're gonna love the way you look.
You're gonna like the way you look.
You're gonna like the way you look. Yeah. You're gonna like the way you look. Right. You're gonna like the way you skate.
For there to be that comfort level with the skateboarding community.
Front 10 double. Yes.
The reward.
That sounds like Petros.
Community.
Front 10 double. Yes.
The rewards could be huge. Just this past January, the Winter X Games were syndicated to 500 million homes in 192 countries.
Wow. They got it going on, man. These kids, I tell you, with these sports they play. All right. We're live on KFI. It's Conway Show. We're now with Grosje. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. And gone. High-speed chase. Russell, you were here last week, right? Were there any high-speed chases?
Yeah, no. Was there?
No?
I don't remember. No, I don't think there was.
I think we're overdue.
Yeah, I think the last one was when you were here.
Yes. You get these guys back in the on the streets again, right? Get them moving around. Come on. All right, LeVar Burton was on with us, and he wanted to host Jeopardy, and now he's getting that opportunity. I think maybe we had something to do with it, right? Maybe not. Who cares, right?
I've been a fan of Jeopardy for all of my life. And when this opportunity came by, I could not pass it up. As a longtime viewer of the show, I am thrilled to have the opportunity to guest host Jeopardy. And I'm proud to be here to honor Alex's legacy. And I'm going to do my best to ensure that these talented Jeopardy contestants enjoy their moment here as well. Was I nervous? I was more than nervous. I was absolutely petrified. And I don't know that feeling ever went away. I think the highlight for me has been meeting the contestants and seeing how good they are at this game. Look, I have been in this business for 45 years, and the team here at Jeopardy, one of the best I have ever encountered in my life.
Wow.
Reading is Fundamental is an organization that I've been working with for a couple of years. They provide books to children, thousands of books to children every year. And in most instances,
I've never read.
These kids are getting their own books for the very first time.
There you go. If reading is fundamental. Reading is fundamental. All right.
An organization that I've been working with for a couple of years. They provide books to children, thousands of books to children every year. And in most instances,
they go up on eBay.
These kids are getting their own books for the very first
time. All right. Very good. LeVar Burton going guest hosting Jeopardy.
It's going to be interesting to see the ratings numbers because he's clearly been the most public, had the big support, I think, from people. To get to make this even happen, because he wasn't even on the list to guest host.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't on the initial list. It was like after we pushed it and had him on, and yeah, they eventually caved and put him on the list.
Yeah, sorry, Jeopardy. You know, if he's great and he goes on to be the host, then you know he's got to come back and say, you know, give us a ding dong, right? but I don't know if I think people will watch that show no matter who hosts, right? I mean, I don't think anyone watched it for Alex Trebek. I think you watch it for the contestants.
Yeah, I would say probably so.
Yeah.
I think, and that's probably what they're looking at. They're looking
at how much Alex Trebek. I love the guy. Want.
Yeah, right. No, absolutely. But that was kind of that was the brilliance of why he worked so long on that show.
Yeah.
Is that he was just consistent and there.
That's exactly right. And I think of all the guys and gals that have you know either tested. I think LeVar Burton's probably the best. You know, he's upbeat. He's positive. You know, he's what that show needs. Like, I'd be the worst, right?
He would. The worst. Why is that?
I just make fun of these idiots. You know, these three idiots that are up there, these contestants.
They answer something right, and you just look at them and go, what? Yeah. You have no life?
Yeah, it's like, you know that. Okay, I understand that. You know that about Greek history. But could you show me, like, the best place to get two tickets to a Clipper game 5 minutes before around the around Staples Center?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Useful stuff for me?
Yeah, anything. Let's take you guys to Dodger Stadium and see if you can scalp a ticket and what it costs you.
Yeah, good for you. You read a book.
That's exactly right. Ding dong with them. Yeah. All right, the 60 freeway in Pomona. What was that? Is it still shut down or what's going on with that? Angel, is this old news or is this new news? What's going on with the 60?
It's an ongoing project. Ah. And like over the weekends, they have extended closures and things like that.
And it's going on this last weekend?
Coming up, this coming weekend.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Roll the story and we'll find out, right?
Yeah, Jim, why don't you roll the story so we can all find out.
All right.
We have breaking news in Pomona this morning. A crash and a shooting are under investigation. You can see a live look at the scene on the 60 freeway right now. Look at that backup. All lanes on this westbound side are shut down near State Route 71. Police say two vehicles were involved in this crash, which may have been as a result of the shooting. One person was hit in the leg, and traffic is now being diverted off Reservoir Street. But look at that backup. You have
the
rain.
All you can see is taillights.
I know.
Yeah. That's it.
You have
all
the
you
rain.
Can see is taillights.
I know. You have the rain. You have the accident. I mean, barely creeping along, and just to get on the freeway, it stopped.
What if that's what he said, like, you know, like after, you know, a date with this guy?
You have
all
the
you
rain.
Can see is taillights.
I know.
He went out, they, you know, had dinner with a girl. Yeah.
You all you rain. Can see is taillights.
I know.
Yeah, she's gone again. I wonder why.
All you can see is taillights.
She's out of here. All right, Mom. Bad vibes on the 16. Take another freeway. That's my advice. All right, we're live on KFI. More now with Croce. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. There you go. All right, we might soon have to have proof of vaccination if you want to buzz around. I think if you work for the state or the city or the county, that your days are numbered. Gotta get that vaccine, right? Everybody else, you can skate for a little while, I believe. I don't know. Let's find out, shall we?
We're going to begin with the new push to get more Americans vaccinated. As the nation's top infectious disease doctor warns, the U.S. is moving in the wrong direction.
Uh-oh.
Now local governments are taking matters into their own hands.
Here we go.
We actually learned today that New York City will require all 400,000 city workers to get shots or face weekly testing.
Imagine that, 400,000 people work for that city. Isn't that crazy?
And California will begin checking proof of vaccination for all of their state employees.
Uh-oh. All right, if you work for the state, you gotta get the shot, kids.
And then the Department of Veterans Affairs became the first federal agency to require vaccinations for its healthcare workers.
Wow.
And there is some positive news. Vaccinations are up nearly 14% in the last week, meaning the message that the shots could help stop the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant might be working. We have team coverage of the pandemic. CBS's David Begno is in hard-hit Mississippi.
You know what they're not going to tell you? They're not going to, I guarantee you, I've not heard this piece yet. This is from CBS. I guarantee what they're not going to tell you are the number of deaths. They're not going to report deaths because deaths are super, super low. And that's not the vibe they're into, right? So they're going to tell you how many people are getting vaccinated. They're going to tell you how many people are getting infected. But they're not going to tell you how incredibly small the deaths are because that sort of goes against what they're trying to do. They're trying to get people vaccinated. And so they didn't want to tell you that there were only like three or four people in LA County dying every day. That's a lot, right? If you're a family member, right? That's huge. But if you're one of 10 million people and only three or four people are dying a day, it's very small. There are more people getting hit, killed, and hit and runs on a daily basis in LA County than there are people dying from COVID. And yet we're not all abandoning our cars. Not yet, right?
But CBS's Manuel Bohorquez is going to lead us off from Florida, which now leads the country in new infections. Good evening, Manny.
Good evening, Nora. The University of Florida Health System here in Jacksonville is seeing more COVID-19 patients now.
Okay. Any deaths? Where are the death? What's the death count?
Than at any other time during the pandemic. At one point last month, they had only 14 COVID-positive patients. Now there are 178. More than 90% are unvaccinated. Ooh. And doctors fear we may not see the peak of this surge until September.
What has this been like for you?
Yeah, where any word on deaths?
62-year-old Curtis Sanderlin recently lost his wife to COVID. Now he too is battling to survive.
Did you get the vaccine, the shot?
No, sir.
Is there a reason why you decided that not to get it?
I haven't decided not to get it. I just have, I've been contained.
You haven't gotten around to it.
Right.
More than one out of every five new COVID cases in the U.S. are in Florida. The state's cases jumped 60%.
I like that, by the way. I like that as an excuse. I just haven't gotten around to it. Right?
Right. It's like, how do you really argue with that, I guess?
I didn't hear it in the news. I didn't know it was available. Yeah,
right. And what is it you're talking about?
I got some other stuff going on. So I'll get around to it. I love the I didn't get around to it. That's great. I'm going to use that.
I just have, I've been contained.
You haven't gotten around to it.
Right.
More than one out of...
That's great.
You haven't gotten around to it.
Right.
More than one out of every five new COVID cases in the U.S. are in Florida. The state's cases jumped 60% in 1 week.
Wow. We're going in the wrong direction. If you look at the inflection of the curve of new cases, it is among the unvaccinated. If we don't vaccinate people, the model is going to predict that we're going to be in trouble as we continue to get more and more cases.
Why do they care? Right? I mean, if you're unvaccinated and you get COVID, if you have the vaccine and it's not going to affect you, I don't understand why everyone cares.
Today, a groundbreaking announcement from the president. The lingering impacts of long COVID, including brain fog and chronic pain, are now covered.
Maybe I have COVID then.
The lingering impacts of long COVID, including brain fog and chronic pain. Including brain fog and chronic pain are now covered under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Meanwhile, Pfizer and Moderna are both weighing expanding the size of their vaccine studies in kids as young as five, reportedly at the urging of the FDA. And Dr. Anthony Fauci now says the CDC is considering revising mask recommendations, even for the vaccinated.
Oh, God. These guys never stop with these masks.
Today, more than 50 health organizations, including the American Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics, are now calling for all healthcare workers to be required to be vaccinated. Back here at the University of Florida Health System in Jacksonville, only 50% of all workers are fully vaccinated.
It's a matter of time before they're going to require everybody in the United States to be vaccinated. They're going to require it of everybody.
Chad Nielsen is director of infection prevention.
They consume the same news, they consume the same social media as others, and they're just as susceptible to some of the misinformation and things like that in the communities.
But the surge, fueled by the more contagious Delta variant, is not just affecting the unvaccinated.
Elective surgeries are already being paused at our institution and across the city, and so we're literally putting off medical procedures that people do need. Because our hospital's filled with unvaccinated people.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that the hospital is filled with unvaccinated people. I just don't believe that. I think that's a lie.
And he said that they were pausing elective surgery. And then he said, so surgeries that people need are being paused.
Right.
Need them because they're elective.
Yeah, he lied. It's a lie. It's a big scam. I mean, this guy's lying right here. I don't know who this guy is.
But
let's go back and find out who this idiot is.
But the surge, fueled by the more contagious Delta variant, is not just affecting the unvaccinated.
Elective surgeries are already being paused at our institution.
Okay, all right. Angel's right. Elective surgeries are already being paused
across the city. And so we're literally putting off medical procedures that people do need.
Oh, really? Like what? Lip enhancers? What is the surgery that people need?
Nose jobs, too.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Tummy tuck, something off the ass.
Because our hospital's filled with unvaccinated people.
I'd like to see the hospital filled with unvaccinated people. Not bad. All right, fire in Hollywood. Oh, look at this. It's a rager on Channel 9. Where is this fire? What's going on?
Chris and Susie were off of Normandy and Tim. Sunset, just south of Sunset. And this is a two-story vacant apartment that went up. I'll just widen out and show you the area. Fairly dense housing around here. It looks like this property has several units on it right now. LA City Fire, they
Normandy
just got to
Sunset.
The scene. This fire is less than 10 minutes old. You can see some frantic residents right here got out garden hoses. They had some fire extinguishers out here as well to try to prevent it from spreading
How's
to their
going?
Property. But it's really... jeopardizing this property right over here. It looks like a nice new remodeled home that you have the flames right up there. And
fresh wood to burn.
These power lines as well. You can see some of the lines have actually already caught fire. If they're power lines or phone lines, it's unclear. But LA City Fire, they're going to have quite a ways to go here with those heavy hose lines to get water out on this fire. They got to get all the way to the back of the property. So pretty precarious situation here in East Hollywood. Chris and Susie, send it back to you.
All right, Desmond, thank you very much.
Why would they take the cameras off that, right?
That was pretty bright burning, too.
And then wait, keep it on here. And then they go to a 19-year-old who seeks to be the youngest woman to fly solo. Wait, crank this up.
A micro light plane around the world and the youngest woman to fly solo.
So instead of showing a fire in Hollywood that's raging, they're going to talk about this 19-year-old who's going to be the youngest woman to fly solo around the world.
Girl power.
Who gives an F?
See many female pilots or female
now you do, so get out of the plane and get out of my shot. Get back to that fire. The fire is on Normandy and Sunset, and now they're showing this European chick who's 19 is going to fly around the world. And you know who cares? Nobody. You know who else doesn't care? Her parents. Nobody cares about this woman. Nobody. The guy who owns that plane doesn't care. The guy who owns the record doesn't care. The guys in the newsroom don't care.
Yeah, remember the 7-year-old who attempted to become the youngest person to fly a light aircraft across the U.S.?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Lucky. Her name was Lucky, wasn't it? It's always Jesse, though. You know, it's always whenever the plane goes down, there's some reason there's a Jessica involved, right? Like when a baby's down a well, it's always, oh, baby Jessica.
Baby, you know, Jessica.
Yeah, the pig heart, the youngest woman to fly around the world, Jessica. It's always Jessica. Don't name your kid Jessica. but anyway, so Channel 9 had a horrible fire going on in Hollywood. And it was out of control. The fire department wasn't even on it. There were guys with squirt guns and fire extinguishers trying to put this thing out. And they split. And they go to a 19-year-old woman who's going to fly around the world. News director.
I don't get it.
I got to leave this job. You know what? We've done enough here, right? I got to go into news. And I would stay on that fire until they had it out. And then when somebody says, well, what about the piece about the woman flying around the world? Nobody gives an F. Right? Now light another cigarette and then throw it at that guy who asked me as well. I'd be a great old-time news director. You know, just swearing and yelling at people. And you know what? And a lot of people would watch. All right. All right. We're live on KFI. More Nels Croce.
Hey. Hello there, guy.
KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. That's the first one I heard air. Is that?
It's the first one I've heard air.
Wait, you're the employee
July
for July?
26th.
Wow.
And I've recorded those things 3 weeks ago.
We played them all last week.
Really?
Yeah.
I got a couple of emails from people that heard them last week.
Can I play them all? I'd like to dissect these.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'll pull them together.
All right. Yeah, put them together and stick them in the file. I like to play those. Those are going to be classic.
Someone asked me a question. I don't remember what it was in referencing whichever one that aired. And I looked at what the question was from this listener, and I was like, did I say that? I don't remember saying that at all.
I know. Your reign ends next week. Yeah, this week.
Yeah. On my birthday. My birthday's Friday, the 30th, July 30th.
Yeah. So it's my sister's, yeah.
That's right.
And then the new employee of the month. Yeah. We don't know who that is, right?
I don't know, not generally.
I voted.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who'd you vote for?
I'm not telling you because I'm trying to be coy. I just don't remember. Jeez, I don't know.
Was it somebody who's already won?
No, it was somebody, you know, they give you who's ineligible.
Right.
It's people on the air.
You. Hosts.
Hosts. It's also people, it's Michelle Cube because she runs the thing.
Yeah.
And then it's people who've won in the last 6 months.
All right.
And with this skeleton crew at KFI, it's everybody.
Yeah.
You know, there's like one person, you know, left, I guess.
We gotta go for the full Monty. I think we have we've got Russell. Cause Juwan won it?
Juwan, did you win it yet?
No, I haven't.
You haven't won
really?
It.
Really?
Oh, we gotta triple up because
have you won it, Russell?
Nope. I haven't won that.
No?
He got that company, that big old company thing, because for being he
Tim got that too though.
I got that too.
Yeah. Which
one was this?
That didn't come with a check or a scratch off or anything. Or,
that's right.
Like you saved the entire company?
I don't know what it was, but I remember I felt bad because it was given at an event where everybody at the station was there, and I blew that event off.
You, that's right. You weren't there. That was great.
Yeah.
And then I won the best employee of the month or year, whatever. I don't know what it is. I didn't mean to blow that event off. I just don't read the email, and I didn't know about it.
You don't read your email.
Very
selective.
Bellio does a lot of stuff around here, and she handles a lot of the behind the scenes stuff.
She's a filter, good filter. You kind of need that.
That's right.
Yeah, I've seen some of these.
She's
emails.
The best, man. But look, I don't mind the FU, emails.
Oh yeah, those are entertaining. It's all good.
But. You know, because like when I filled in for, you know, John and Ken, you know, they come in hot and hard, man. They come in heavy when you fill in for anybody.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're there to see or listen to their host, not you.
Yeah.
Right. And so when you fill in, man, you get worked. And I got worked.
You know, did you?
I filled in for John and Ken. And, oof, there were some good ones.
I don't recall. When did you fill in for them?
I don't 5 years ago or so, 4 years ago.
That went that well.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I've always had, Robin's always been very nice to ask if I want to fill in. And I always say no because, this is our vibe here at night, you know. And if I fill in during the day, then the John and Ken show hates it, you know, because I'm filling in. Yeah. And then the evening is filled in with somebody else. Then we get a double whammy. So I don't know. I don't know. Who knows? But I'd like to play those Crozier, you know, how great I am. All right, we'll play those when we go back. You got them, Russ?
Working on them right now.
Okay, that's great, man. We gotta bust Crozier's.
Yeah, I'm a little scared of this.
Okay. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640.